slept like a log last night. A human is in my... Oh, wait. Never mind. It's just you. I'm not used to being around humans anymore, let alone one that's in my house. What are you doing back here? Huh? What do you mean that you never left? You stayed with me? By my bedside? The entire night? Why would you do that? You don't even know me. Why would you do that for a stranger? Because it was the right thing to do? You did that just because you considered it a good thing to do? I've never known a human, or even a minotaur that's that selfless. I get that you're a healer and stuff, but usually payment is involved. But you did it for free. I have to say, human, you definitely are a rare breed. And also rather brave. You stayed the entire night in a minotaur village. Most humans would be too afraid to do that. A lot of humans believe that minotaurs would attack a human on sight. And I mean, well, I did that to one human. But, well, you know about my childhood. And I know not every human is like that, but I mean, that human I attacked had a sword and... Okay, so maybe I was being a bit prejudiced, but... Okay, look, I thought all of you humans were bad, but after all that you've done for me, I realize that not all humans are bad. But how was I supposed to know if the human that I attacked would attack me or not? Okay, so yeah, he didn't draw his sword until I charged him. Fine. I was wrong for what I did. I had hatred in my heart, and any human at that moment I would have destroyed. But now, I think if it was you that I had attacked... I'm not crying. It's just my sinuses. But anyway, thank you for, well, everything. For saving me, healing me, listening to me, staying by my side all night, and most of all, putting up with my horrible attitude. I know that I haven't been the best company in the world, but just thank you for everything that you've done. You know, I'm actually feeling well enough to walk. Would you accompany me for a walk through my village? I just wanted to educate you on my culture. It's not like I wanted this to be a date or anything. And don't worry about the others. Most of them are probably more scared of you than you are of them. I mean, imagine if word got out that a human was killed in our village. The guard would be on us within hours. And of course, if a minotaur kills another minotaur, it's just seen as normal. But enough talk. Are you ready to see my village? Great. I mean, fine, whatever. Let's get this over with. So yeah, this is our village. Not known by any fancy names or titles. We Minotaur care less for such things. We only have personal names for identification purposes. Over there is our meeting hall. The main Minotaur of our village holds meetings there. He isn't our ruler by any means, as we Minotaur are fiercely dominant and thus each is treated like their own person. He is more of like a wise counselor of sorts. His name is Minoru. A good bull and very wise. Over there is Belle, head of the dairy. And yes, that means that we process milk from certain females. They're known as Holstars. What is the difference between a Holstar and a female Minotaur? Well, it's more of a classification. The minotaurs were originally made by the gods for two purposes, fighting and mating. Mating was to make more soldiers, but to make such large and powerful warriors requires a lot of nutrition, which is why the mammary gland of the whole stars is so large. Their milk contains much more nutrition than any other species, which is another reason why my mother was used for milking. Minotaur milk is rather expensive, as you may know. My father and I have warrior genes, and thus we're supposed to be used as guards for the humans. So, yeah, that's the difference. I'm not a whole star, but a warrior. Whole stars are much more for nurturing and affection, while others are more defensive, like me. So yeah, that's another reason why it can be so abrasive. Now, over there is our soldier camp, led by General Ares. Yes, like the god Ares. Ares, the god, not the Minotaur, was the one who adopted us after the war. Once we were reverse engineered, he took us under his wing and taught us a bit of his ways when it came to warfare, battle and strength and things of that nature. We were originally created by Baphomet, one of the fallen gods. He, like the other evil gods, created us out of an extremely high hatred for the other gods. He's known as the bull deity. If you look at imageries or symbolisms of him, he's depicted as like a humanoid bull. But according to records, that's not even his real form. According to the records, he had this really large grudge with one of these other gods, and one of these gods who actually had the form of a bull was apparently one of the sun gods, and yes, there are multiple sun gods. During the war, these two specifically got into a battle with each other, and that sun god won, single-handedly casting Baphomet out of the heavens, or what we call Asgard. And this sun god in specific was one of the original creators of the bull, like the animal. It was created specifically from his design. And so as means to mock him, Baphomet took up a false form of a bull, at least in his symbology, of course, and made himself a powerful figure of evil throughout the entire world. A symbol of evil doings and, well, quite fucked up ritualistic sacrifices. One specifically including children. Of course, Baphomet's other name is Moloch, and if you look him up, well, you already know. We don't exactly know what actual form Baphomet has, but we know his symbology form is attributed to this specific sun god. And yes, we have multiple sun gods and multiple moon goddesses, as our world has multiple suns and moons. Something I'm pretty sure you humans had no idea about. Something that Baphomet also represents is, well, rituals that have to do specifically with sex and sexual organs. Have you ever took a look at the Vatican? In that area right outside of the building? If I'm really to be technical, the Vatican has all sorts of phallic imagery and, well, symbolism as part of her structure. One in specific, and that's the most notable in my opinion, is the area right outside of the entrance. It's a large square-sized area with a circle shape in the middle. And in the middle of that is the symbolism of a bull's penis. And certain rumors hint toward this symbol in the middle actually being the seal of like this underground fortress in which a lot of awful things happen. Supposedly, only very few people have access to the seal, and very rarely opens. And whenever it does open, it's in the dead of night where no one's watching. So yeah, the Vatican are one of the most, I guess you can say, influential worshippers and servants of Moloch. They serve as every bidding. And as thanks for his, well, knowledge and wisdom, they create their structures in honor of him and his, you know, thing. It's not only used as a symbol of their service to Moloch, but sacrifices to him as well. Like I mentioned, in the form of blood, actual children, or very evil rituals that have to deal with sex, and very immoral sexual actions. The Vatican have tried several times to attack us, over the past few decades, that is. But due to Ares' protection, we're kept at least somewhat in one piece. Moloch wants desperately to reclaim us, but Ares has different plans in mind for us. Well, there are many different other types of versions of what I like to call the Human Being Project. Of course, the main overseer of the entire project was, just like I mentioned before, I think, who you humans call Satan, or otherwise known as Zeus. Baphomet was one of his right-hand men, otherwise known as Poseidon in the Greek mythology. Though Zeus mostly oversaw this entire project, others of the fallen gods had different ideas of what types of genetic variations of the species they wanted to create. One god had an idea of a wolf variant, another god had an idea of a minotaur bull variant, another god had an idea of a weasel variant. This specific cast, the weasel I mean, exists in another part of this realm. On the far eastern skirts of India, they're called the Raiju. They're quite shocking beings, if you ask me. I'll let you know more about them later on. The cells of all of these different animals I've mentioned are literally in every single human being. But what creates the difference, or what separates a variant from another, is whichever animal gene is most dominant. It was Baphomet's original idea to add the bull into the overall project, and to create a variant, which are predominantly bull genetic, which would serve specifically as his personal assassins. Anyway, back to Ares. Well, the Minotaur warrior that you see there. This Ares is just a Minotaur named after him because of his size. At birth, he was the largest bull, and thus was given the name of Ares as an honor. He was basically raised to become a general. Kind of sad, really. Our culture is determined by genetics as to what we will become. Probably the only thing I ever envied about you humans, you can be whatever you want to be. And speaking of becoming things, what made you want to pursue alchemy, if you don't mind me asking? Oh, so your village was sick and with some sort of plague? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, and you felt powerless to help, but what could you have done? You were only a child when that happened to your village. You shouldn't feel guilty. So a medicine woman gave you a cure in time which saved your life? I see. That's why you wanted to study alchemy, so that you wouldn't ever see that happen to anyone ever again. See? That's great, though. You wanted to do it and you did it. My kind isn't like that. I wish we were. Truth be told, I never wanted to become a warrior. Oh, it's silly. You wouldn't want to know. Ugh, if you must know. I wanted to become an actress. You know, like those people who perform on stages for people. That sort of thing always fascinated me. Almost every other race has that but mine. It looks like so much fun. And I like the idea of being something else many different times, even if it's only to pretend. You don't think that's silly, do you? You think that I should become one? I can't. I don't want to leave my village, after everything they've done for me. They're the only family that I have now. Why don't I start a theater? Like anyone who would want to see that. Never know until I try. Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Miss Finra, come quick.
What? What is it, Bulla?
It's Morris. He was bitten by a rogue Lamia. I don't know if he'll make it. Please bring your alchemist boyfriend. He is not my... never mind. Come on. Oh, shit, Mars, you idiot. How could you let this happen? Please, could you do something for him, Alchemist? A syringe? What the hell is in that bottle? You're injecting him with anti-venom? I hope this works. Oh my god, it's working. That stuff, it really works quick. It's smart that you carry anti-venom on you just in case of a snake bite, even if the venom is from a Lamia. He'll be okay. Thank you, human. I didn't mean to. I was just expressing gratitude. Don't read too much into it. Oh, how sweet. Bulla, get out of here. Fine then. I'll leave you two to your little honeymoon. How annoying. Anyway, thanks again for your help. You know my village could use an alchemist. It's pretty hard for us to find an alchemist because we don't have many professions and not many races are brave enough to come here. I'm sure Minoru would pay you well if he decided to stay for a while. It's not that I'm trying to get you to stay or anything like that. It's just that you're really talented and we could use your talents. You will? Good. Well, good for the village, I mean. You know, you're okay for a human. You can crash at my place until we find you a spot in the village. Come back to my house and I can show you where we'll be sleeping. And no, it's not with me in my bed. Come on, let's go.